Hello and welcome to the pilot episode of Simply Syndicated's new movie TV quiz thing.
Rolls trippingly off the tongue, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? I'm looking forward to putting that into the iTunes podcast directory. I think a proper name will be decided by the time this is episode one. But for now, this is a pilot, which means this can fuck up. That's really what this means. So essentially, we're going to run through a new game show here tonight. I'm excited.
So am I.
Yes. So tonight, we have three players lined up to take the movie quiz. See, I want some sort of theme now. Never mind. I'll put even more thought into it. Look, honestly, I am reading from a page of notes here that were pre-prepared and everything. This is unprecedented in Simply Syndicated history. I bought three movie quiz books. Three! Whoa. Off Amazon. Yeah, not even Kindle books, like real books.
Yeah. Whoa. Expecting a lot out of us.
They never put the answers on the same page as the questions, which is driving me nuts. Like it's some sort of teacher's quiz book or something. Like, I'm a grown-up.
Well, that's what bookmarks are for.
It's my quiz book. You can show me the answers.
Idea of buying a quiz book that you're trying to quiz yourself?
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I'm the guy with the book. You're not trying to fool me. I'm asking anyway. So we'll start off tonight with our first of several rounds, which may or may not get cut due to time. Or other reasons like that that we'll see in the future. So we'll start out with each player answering five questions. I'm realizing now I need to hang on. You see, because you're going to get things right or wrong, and I need to keep track of this, or we won't know who wins. Little things.
It's a safe bet to say it won't be me. I mean, putting that out there right up front.
Hang on. You probably know more about movies than I do, so...
Oh, but my memory's terrible. It is terrible.
I think this is going to be a bloodbath, and Jen's going to be the only one standing at the end of it.
Yeah. We'll see. I could mess up, too.
And what always happens is you get a horror question, and I will get it wrong.
Oh, no, because then the whole horror section later is going to be hilarious.
Oh, dear.
I'm just kidding, like I'd give you that kind of advantage. Yeah, I'm not gonna. I mean, you sort of toy with, am I going to be mean? Am I going to be... Because every question's hard if you don't know it.
Yeah.
You know, there's... And I sort of read through the question, and think, God, that's easy, I know that. Like, well, I'm a genius. It's no good if I'm testing other people, giving them genius-level questions, and...
Well, it's either that, or you just give Rick all the horror questions, you give me all the This Is Us questions, and Jen all the horror questions. Shit, that doesn't work. She'll still get them right.
Yeah, I would.
Right. Well, we'll get started then. And so, you know, we'll see how this goes. Some of these are very easy. Some of these are very hard. But as I say, if you don't know them, they're all hard. So, given that just because I wrote his name down first because he spoke as I was writing... Boz will go first today.
Oh, no pressure. All right, then.
So you're not going to do five in a row. Just do one, and then I'll move to Rick for the reason that he spoke next, and I happened to write his name down next. I told you there would be no real reason. But everybody gets five, and we'll see how it goes. So, Boz, you'll kick us off with an easy question. Which film center is also known as Tinseltown?
Christ's sake.
Would really? That be... Which film what? Center?
Yes.
Tinseltown. Isn't that Hollywood?
Yes, it is Hollywood. Oh, okay. Well done. You see?
See how unsure I am.
I was worried then for a second. Rick, would you care to tell me which Apollo mission was the subject of a movie starring Tom Hanks? While you're complaining about other people getting easy questions.
That would be Apollo 13, sir.
It will. Well done indeed. Ah, dear. Which writer, Jen? Which writer? A writer was in love in a 1998 movie.
You give me that?
It's random. Look, I wrote these 15 questions out a week and a half ago, and then Boss spoke when I was writing, so he went first, and it just all ended up here we are. And you have to tell me which writer was in love in a 1998 movie.
That would be Shakespeare.
It would be Shakespeare. Don't worry, Rick got the Apollo 13 one. Some of these are just really easy.
Buzz, I've got to moderate this, because my temptation then was to give her a clue and say something about shaking a weapon.
No, you're in competition. You're in competition.
It's a question wrong. Yeah. Can we steal?
Oh, hadn't thought of that.
Level of complication.
Yes. Yes, you can. But I have just have officially said that was wrong. Now it's open to everybody. Don't just be jumping in. Like, you jump in once I've said you can jump in.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Boz.
Mm.
They get harder now.
Uh-oh.
Which comedian called Bob has hosted the Oscars more than 20 times?
So I'm
looking for a surname, really.
Oscars. I mean, I hope. Is it?
Yeah.
Yay!
See what you did there. Well done. Rick.
Thanks.
Answer? Wait, I didn't hear an answer.
Bob Hope. He said Hope. He was trying to be funny. If you have to explain it, though,
I got you.
No. Rick, in which decade was Goldfinger released?
Oh, my Lord. Uh-oh. Did we lose him again?
We may have lost Rick.
Hear me? There we go.
We can hear me.
I just thought he was doing the Casey quiz thing of going absolutely silent where he thinks about the answer.
Yeah.
The 70s.
No, it was the 60s.
Oh, bugger.
Oh, see, we could have stealed.
I know. See, I'm fucking it up already. Right. We can't do the steal thing now, because it wouldn't be, because okay, one's gone missing. But for next time, and from every other round in this game, we'll definitely do it. Okay.
Okay.
It's my first time hosting a quiz show. I have no idea what I'm doing. Here's another one. Jen.
Okay.
Who played the lead role in The African Queen after David Niven turned it down?
Oh, Humphrey Bogart.
Yes, it was Humphrey Bogart. Correct sound. Buzz.
Yes.
To the nearest hour, how long is Titanic?
Ooh.
Yeah.
The nearest hour. It was long.
It was.
I'm gonna go out on a limb. And say three.
It was three.
Yes.
See, you doing well. Rick, this one's actually a hard one, because I didn't know this one, so I assume that means it's hard. Who directed Four Weddings and a Funeral? I know, right? I feel
fuck
bad.
If I know.
Would anyone else, like, no, it doesn't matter, it's too late, I've passed that on. It's actually Mike Newell.
Oh,
and I'm like, who?
Who?
But he directed Four Weddings and a Funeral. I don't know what to tell you.
Like the movie.
I've never even seen the movie.
You're British and you've never seen that film.
Yeah. I know what it sounds like when Hugh Grant can't get a sentence out. Why do I need to watch that for an hour and a half? Anyway.
He sounds like a bit like a know-it-all to me.
Yeah. Jen.
Mm-hmm.
This one's so much easier than the last one. Who won the Best Actor Oscar for On the Waterfront?
On the
Thinking
I don't know.
Well, steal. Then,
for steal. No points, steal.
But Marlon Brando.
It was Marlon Brando.
Oh, okay. Absolutely. I never saw that.
Yeah. So I was just thinking, you need the time limit as well, because it's like, how long does it take to type the answer into IMDb?
Yes, so...
Yeah.
Hang on. Right, then. I should make a note of this. So, time limits. And buzzer... correct sound.
Yep.
I need an incorrect sound, obviously.
Yeah, that's got to be the one off Family Fortunes.
And I need... what is it? Oh, stealing answers. Yeah, see, I've written it down now. Don't worry. Definitely going to happen now. Whose go is it? Boz, it's you. In which decade was Joan Collins born?
Okay, I'm not good at math. Right. So if we go back there, I'm going to say the 40s.
Would anyone else like a chance to answer that question? But there's no points that count this round.
The 1930s.
It was the 1930s, in fact.
Damn it.
But very close. Rickety. Sonny Corleone was a character in which series of movies?
Godfather.
Godfather, indeed. Well done, sir. Yes, correct. It's all tied right now. So, Jen. Air Force One starred which Gary?
Gary Oldman.
It was Gary Oldman. Pulling out in the lead there. And then we go back around to Boz, who can tell me which pop singer wrote the music for Disney's Tarzan.
Wow.
I know. The original one was like The Lion King, I thought.
Exactly. Yeah, I thought that's where we were going.
And so I changed it to Tarzan.
Pop singer.
Yeah.
The definition of pop singer.
I don't want to in this particular case.
Tarzan. I can't think of someone who writes.
Did you see Kingsman 2?
Yeah.
Are you helping him?
Still drawing a blank.
Don't help it. Leave him to fall.
I'm going to say George Fisher from Cannibal Corpse fame.
Well, that was not correct, obviously. But if anyone else would like a chance.
Steal.
Go for it.
Phil Collins.
It was Phil Collins. Well done.
Pop Collins, means popular. Wait. Come on.
I don't know what to tell you. It was Phil Collins.
The singer that Rick was thinking of, no, that was Lion King.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, never mind. So I wasn't helping. Can y'all hear me?
No.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, so that was Boz. This is Rick then. Your question, Rick. Top Gun and City of Angels features which actress?
Oh, frack.
Early steal.
I don't know her name. Kelly McGillis.
No, I could steal if Boz doesn't get it.
Right, well, we'll go to Boz.
I was going to say the same, so obviously not.
Okay, then we'll go to Jen.
Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan, indeed. Starred in Top Gun.
And I thought that's... No, it's the other... Oh,
Goose's wife. That was it. And then... Jen, last question.
Okay.
Who played the police captain in Casablanca?
Don't know. You guys. I don't know.
Does anyone else want to?
Peter Lorre. It's not.
It's not Peter Lorre.
Humphrey Bogart. It's the guy whose name I never can remember.
Claude Rains.
Oh, okay.
Never mind. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I think, wasn't he also in The Man Who Would Be King? And other things? Or am I imagining that?
Oh, okay.
And,
might be game. Sean Connery.
No, not the Michael Caine and Sean Connery roles. So that's the end of round one. After which, Boss has 3 points, Jen has 3 points, and Rick has 2 points.
Game on!
But still all to play for, as we move into round two, which is an everybody playing the game round, where we will hear a selection of movie quotes, and you will be offered up to 3 points for each one, where you tell me the movie that the quote is from, the character that says the quote, and the actor playing the character that says the quote.
I suck at these.
Oh, the whole... Okay.
Okay. So as we...
Are these assigned or are we buzzing in?
No, you can buzz in, by which we mean at this point sort of make a loud sound so that we know it's you. How you wish to do that in this particular case, I'm going to leave entirely up to you. So if you're very ready, I'll start you with your first quote of the day.
Which is very ready, but let's do it.
Well, let's try. I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Oh, but I don't remember the character name.
Neither do I.
Well, do you know what? Should we just go for buzzing with the movie name? And then
Aruga!
Oh, Buzz!
Wait, hey, can you guys hear me? Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hear me say my name like 3 times?
No.
No.
Okay, something's fucked up here because I've been sitting here yelling my name at my microphone and y'all can't hear me. Let me look at my settings here.
Let's go. So, let the old man answer the question.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm thrown down.
Well, Rick, would you care to tell me then which film? I love the smell of napalm in the morning, Apocalypse Now. Of course it does. Of course.
I'm trying to remember the character. I don't remember the character's name.
I know the actor's name, but not the character.
Do you know what? The actor's name and character name is bollocks. That just makes this all too hard. So it was Lieutenant Colonel Bill Kilgore, played by Robert Duvall.
Mm-hmm. I kept thinking De Niro. I was like, no, it's not that.
No. See, I will use that
other Robert.
I'll use that extra information at the end of the question like that. You see, that works out all right. Are you ready for another quote, people?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
A boy's best friend is his mother.
Aruga!
Buzz.
No, I said it first.
Oh, okay, Jen. Sorry.
That's from Psycho.
It is Psycho, Norman Bates.
Hold on, so all I have to say is I said it first, and I get a go. So I'll do that from now on.
No, I think she was right. Okay, are you ready for another one? This one is, I'm about to do to you what Limp Bizkit did to music in the late 90s. Oh, not such a rush there. Interesting.
Oh, that was the quote. I thought you would just say that's what you were going to do to us.
That was the quote. Oh, I don't really love the smell of napalm. I don't know what napalm smells like, Buzz.
I've clearly never heard that quote in a movie before.
No, that's true.
Guessing that's a film I haven't seen.
Oh, I think you'll kick yourself. But would anybody else like a go to tell me which film the line I'm about to do to you what Limp Bizkit did to music in the 90s? It was Deadpool.
Was it? Oh, my God.
Was.
Really?
Yeah.
I do not remember that line. There were so many.
There were.
There's only like 2.5 million quips per movie.
Yeah. Well, here's the next one. And when I start saying words in a second, that's the quote.
Right.
Okay? Are you ready for the quote?
Yes.
The quote is, excuse me, I believe you have my stapler.
Beep.
Jen.
That's from Office Space.
It is. It's in Office Space.
Okay, it didn't work again because I totally said Rick and you didn't hear me.
Okay, it's not working. Okay, last movie quote then. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You keep using that word. I do not think it means what
Rick.
Yeah.
That worked.
There he is. Rick.
The Princess Bride.
It is the Princess Bride. Well done indeed.
Inconceivable.
Conceivable. Well, at the end of round two, which wasn't bad, I think we definitely need some kind of thing there. Yeah. Jen still has taken the lead with 5 points. Rick in second place with 3, and Boz. Sorry, Rick's got 4 points. Boz has got 3 in third place. God, I've picked some weird films for IMDb Bingo, which of course is stolen from the great Trivia War 9000, also available on simplysyndicated.com. Go and listen to a proper quiz show. That's my endorsement of that show. Now, IMDb Bingo, not only being difficult to say, is a game that we play where I start reading the IMDb cast list of a film, and you have to tell me what that film is as quickly as possible. Some of these are very hard. I kind of can't believe I've chosen the ones I've chosen, but we'll
can you
go
at least
with it.
Tell us the year that the movie came out?
Oh, okay. I'll give you that. I'll throw you that bone. It's not going to help. So we'll start here. Okay. Are you ready for the first one, people? So just you shout out when you're ready, and we'll see what happens. So this is a movie from 2004. So if you want to narrow your selections down straight away. Okay. So furthest down the cast list here, actually quite a well-known person, Hank Azaria. So think of some Hank Azaria 2004 films, nothing. Okay, well, Jason Bateman was also in this film. Although I don't remember that at all. That's quite odd. Gary Cole was in this film. Maybe you'll get it when I tell you that Alan Tudyk was also in this film. Or not. Maybe you won't get that. Maybe that's not how...
Rick?
Yeah.
Oh.
Pardon? One more time?
Knight's Tale.
No. It's not Knight's Tale. But we'll keep going. It starred somebody called Joel David Moore. I don't know who that is. That wouldn't have helped me at all. Stephen Root is in this film. Just had a quote from him. In Office Space. Yep. Justin Long. Justin Long. Mac for the Mac and PC adverts guy. He was in this film. This, nothing's coming together for you here.
No.
Rip Torn. Ben Stiller.
Again? Can we go again if we get it wrong?
Yeah, you can go again.
Mystery Men?
No. But it also stars Christine Taylor, who is actually Mrs. Ben Stiller, I believe. And
no,
also
they broke up, but
oh, did they? All right. Yeah. Well, they've still got this film from 2004, starring Hank Azaria, Jason Bateman, Gary Cole, Alan Tudyk, Stephen Root, Justin Long, Rip Torn, and Vince Vaughn.
Come on.
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball. Thank you, Jen. Yes.
Fuck's sake.
Thank you. It was Dodgeball, the classic film about not being hit by balls, released in 2004. I thought that would be quite a straightforward one, but now I'm a little worried for the future because these others are really not as easy. And I can hear Paisley getting a bollocking downstairs, which is what's just distracting me ever so slightly. Okay, then. Let's try this next one. This one's... You're not going to get this one either. Okay, let's try again. Then. So I'm going to start up a little higher up the cast list here. So we're going to come in at names that you've heard of.
Hopefully. Yeah, that would help.
Well, yeah, because I started with Hank Azaria. That completely obscure, unheard of. In the last one, how would anyone know what he's been up to? If you're ready for the next one, we can get started. Well, let's get started.
What year?
The year of this film is 1992.
Okay.
So we were all kids back then.
I beg your pardon?
Not Rick.
Shh, no one knows. So the first name I'm going to give you today is...
I've been giving him shit for weeks about his age or anything.
I'm going to give you the name Patricia Heaton. Might know of playing the Ray Romano's wife in Everybody Loves Raymond. Don't know why those two didn't just get divorced. They clearly hated each other. The next name I'll give you is David Duchovny. Oh, you know who that is, don't you? It's no help here, though. What about Stanley Tucci?
Evolution? Pardon? Evolution?
It is not Evolution. Don't just sit there guessing David Duchovny films now. He's only made three.
Three.
The next name I'll give you is Stanley Tucci. Some people often get him mixed up with Mark Strong, but they're two very different people. Plays the bad guy in this film, or one of them. There's no help at all to you whatsoever. How about the name Oliver Platt?
Nope.
No. Do you remember the actor Dean Jones from, say, the Herbie movies? Or
yes, he was big in Disney films.
He was. Yeah. He was in this film as well. We've only got two names
Night's
left.
Dream?
Pardon?
Not Midsummer Night's Dream, is it?
No. That's not a film.
Yeah, it is.
Tucci was a great Puck.
Yeah, he was. I have it on DVD.
But was he in it with David Duchovny, though?
No, Duchovny was not in that film.
Everybody else was in it.
Was it?
Kevin Kline, John Hurt, Meg Ryan? No.
Meg Ryan was not in that. Michelle Pfeiffer was.
Michelle Pfeiffer, that's...
Oh, now you know which films Meg Ryan's in, right? I just, you know. You've got two more names before you get this one wrong, then. The next name I'll give you is Bonnie Hunt. Is she Helen Hunt's sister? No, not at all. They just have the same surname.
I don't know who that is.
You'd recognize her. Mm. But anyway, the last name I'm going to give you on this list of this movie starring Bonnie Hunt and Dean Jones and Oliver Platt and Stanley Tucci and David Duchovny and Patricia Heaton is Charles Grodin.
Oh, Beethoven.
Thank you, Jen. Thank God you're here today.
I had no idea he was either.
The last Charles Grodin movie I watched was Midnight Run.
Beethoven, you bloody love it. Really? Sharon would love it, honestly. My mum shows it to her kids at school. Actually, do you know what? Mild Peril at the end. I think it's like a U certificate movie, honestly. No, PG. But watch it first because it made Alison cry at the end. So I don't know what to tell you.
I do love some Bernards.
Exactly.
I mean, I was sure if anyone's ever heard me say on a podcast that I'm shit with names, just putting that out there.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Well, I'm going to choose a different movie now to go next because, you're not getting Anaconda. So.
Boz might.
Yeah, because that's got James Masters in, I believe.
Was he in that? Holy crap.
It might have been the sequel, actually.
Well, then let's try this one. First name is Frank Welker.
Yeah.
Second name is Danny Trejo. Do you know what it is?
Machete?
Yet?
Desperado.
Machete?
Next name is Owen Wilson.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hmm. Starsky and Hutch.
I'll give you another name. Eric Stoltz. Pardon?
Machete.
No, not Machete. No.
No.
I'll give you another name. John Voight. Ice Cube.
Blue Sea.
Sure isn't Anaconda?
It is Anaconda. Thank you. I told you wouldn't get Anaconda.
What? As soon as you said Ice Cube, that pretty much gave it away.
That was not cool, sir.
No, that one doesn't count. No. That one does not count. Moving on.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why we call him Evil Emperor Sexy Time.
So you won't get it. And then
call shenanigans.
And you didn't get it.
I didn't even remember Frank Welker was in that film. Okay.
He was the voice of the Anaconda, it would seem, according to IMDb.
What?
He's credited as the Anaconda. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay.
I don't know what to tell you. Okay, then we'll try something else. We'll try something else.
Yeah, when they got his rider wrong in the trailer, he threw a hissy fit.
Did he?
Oh. Think about it.
Yeah. Okay, right.
Yeah.
Let's try one more then. This is a film from 2003, and it's not Anaconda. But the first name... it's really not. Well, the first name I'll give you is Mackenzie Crook. Then I'll give you Lee Arenberg.
Who?
I know, right? He's not as famous as Jonathan Pryce, who's next on the list. Well, he was in this film with Jack Davenport. He's a British actor.
So far, I've not got a single face in my brain for any of these names.
Jen's about to guess the film, though.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl. Well done indeed. You were about to get Keira Knightley followed by Orlando Bloom, which is a
Jonathan Pryce was in. Oh fuck, he was
the played
Admiral.
Her dad.
Okay,
yeah.
Oh him, well. Yeah. Okay, now I know who he is.
See, none of these are easy, but I thought that one would be. So you see, it's when you think one's easy, and then it's not, and so you think, fuck it, it doesn't matter what I pick, because who can tell which is easy and which isn't, you know? Let's try this one. How many have we done now? Is that four?
Well, Anaconda doesn't count, so...
Yeah, it doesn't count. Well, we'll just do this one. First name on the list. This is a movie from 1987.
Ah.
Ah, exactly. First name I'm giving you is Kevin Peter Hall.
Predator.
There you go. You got it right away.
Wow. See?
Finally, got one.
Fuck you.
Don't I get like a bonus point or something for getting the first name?
We said up to 3 points, so.
That was the quote thing, yeah. So,
oh,
you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, we'll do one more then. Because I've completely lost track of which one, how many we've done now and which ones counted and didn't and all of that. But that's fine. Oh, you'll either get this one right away or not at all. Tony Burton. You don't know him. But also Burgess Meredith. And Carl Weathers.
Beep.
Jen?
Wait, what was the year again?
19...
You didn't say.
I didn't say the year. I apologize. 1979.
Rocky 2.
It was Rocky. Oh, you're good. Oh,
damn, she's good.
You can be on my pub quiz team. See, because it was cheeky. It's like, oh, this could be Rocky or Rocky 2. And you actually got the right one based on the year, which would have been no help to me. Well, that's the end of that round. We'll figure something else to do with that one. I don't know. Jen is just embarrassing the other two of you, quite frankly, at this point.
Had no idea that was going to happen.
Yeah. it's like 5 points in the lead. But, hey, you're both in equal second place, Rick and Buzz. So,
yay!
Oh, goody.
That's
Losers Club!
So, it's that time.
It's time for the songs.
Yes! Bring it on!
Have you been waiting for this? Because you know what's coming. Yeah. I just hope that you can actually... That this works out from a... Excuse me. I'll just turn on my keyboard.
Please explain. Please describe it.
It's a red keyboard. It has some flashing lights of some description on it. It's small enough to be powered by AA batteries and held in one of my hands. And it has a dog button. Hang on. Oh, no, it's set to drums.
That won't help. And dog noises. Great. Yeah. We already have enough of those as it is.
And we've got duck noises and frog and bird. So, yes, this comes out
poor
of the
Paisley's
want to do.
Gonna hear that and he's gonna be like, "What the fuck, dude?"
No, he's fine. He's fine. Should be okay. And it has most crucially a demo button that doesn't do anything apparently. Oh, that's demo select. So, I wish you could see now that the lights are flashing. It's quite a spectacular laser show akin to something you might have seen like in the 70s.
Dude, there's your theme tune.
Yeah.
Clap your hands, yay!
So anyway, the idea was to do this has a button there. The idea is to do a what movie theme is this, played badly by me on a bad keyboard. Cost £11, as you know. That's the budget of this show.
Oh, dear.
Again, there will be 5 pieces of music played. You will have the chance to just shout out whenever you're ready. They will be played badly. They will be played incorrectly. I have not practiced this. And most importantly of all, I have a samba rhythm.
Oh, great.
Yes. Everything's better with the samba rhythm.
I like to think so. I'm just trying to pick which sound to... I'm going to use organ.
Okay.
It sounds like you're playing with a boppet.
Kind of.
Doesn't it? Yes.
Twist it.
You're right. You ready?
Yes. Yeah.
Star Trek.
That was Star Trek The Motion Picture. Thank you, Buzz. Well done.
Yeah, that's one. Hey.
The fuck?
I was going to say,
Star Trek,
Rick.
I
couldn't figure that out.
And here's
you may
you
have just
have
found
like.
My strong point.
Now that.
There we go. There we got that.
I don't see why that was hard at all. But
it's not
Buzz
what you
it.
Played the first time.
It's exactly what I played the first time.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we'll try another one. This is actually... okay, hang on.
Oh, hey.
I will give you the clue that the drum beat might be misleading. Like, this is technically... It's called a disco beat, but this is not a disco piece of music. Okay, all right. You ready?
Yeah.
Beep.
Jen.
The Godfather.
It is the Godfather.
Oh, of course. Yes. Yes.
Definitely well, not. Dang. Well, it's from the era of disco, at least the second one was.
Yeah. Okay, we'll try another track.
I thought here. It was We'll Meet Again initially.
Bit of a rock song for you here. That's not rock. no, hang on. Yeah.
Singing in the Rain.
Yes, Buzz. Well done indeed. You're good at this one.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay, we have two more.
Oh, yeah, that's funky. Get down.
Actually, I want to play Africa by Toto now.
Right. Actually, do you hear, as a side, Weezer did a cover of Africa, and then in turn, Toto did a cover of Hashpipe.
Nice.
Yes, did
phenomenal.
Yeah. Back to the Future.
Oh, Buzz got it again there. Brilliant stuff there.
It was either going to be that or Harry Potter. I had to hear more notes.
I knew the tune. I just couldn't place it fast enough.
Dam Busters.
No.
What?
Dam. That's the bloody Great Escape.
Yes, it was the Great Escape.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had to hear more.
You're not allowed to go to an England football match anymore, Buzz, if you can't sing that one.
Sorry.
The fuck is Dam Busters?
Another old British war film.
What is the Dam Busters? It's a film about how we won the war, Rick.
Bouncy anyway, bombs.
Yeah. Zold and a racist dog and everything. It's a long story. So at the end of the music round, which I greatly enjoyed, Buzz has pulled it back here, slipping yes. into second place with 8 points. Jenny's still in the lead with 10 points. Ooh. And Rick is also here. So for the next round...
Wow.
He has 4 points, everybody. I'm not making it up. So in this is the last round. And for this one, I'm actually going to need a timer. And hopefully 1 minute will be an appropriate amount of time. And we won't run out of questions or go too long.
Right.
That's my hope. But I, you know, yeah. So basically, I prepared for you all How many questions are there? I think there's about 15 in each.
Okay, are we allowed to say pass if we don't get
you
one?
You are allowed to say pass.
Okay.
You are. That is a thing. So I'm going to give you four topics to choose from. Ooh. And instead of just you taking one go at a time, you'll get... Do you know, I feel like 45 seconds might be a more appropriate thing. I'm starting to worry the closer I get to doing it. So I think maybe let's do 45 seconds and we'll see what happens. So it will go in the order that we did the questions in earlier.
Oh, no.
It's all right, Boz. It means you have more topics to pick from.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? So your four topics to choose from this evening are music on film, Arnold Schwarzenegger, sci-fi television, and kids TV.
Well, we know Arnold which one Rick's going to pick.
You'd like Arnold Schwarzenegger. You see, it can all come back at the end. So, Boz, you'd like to go first with questions on Arnold Schwarzenegger. I realize I haven't conveniently for this section, but placed the answers next to the question, so I know straight away.
Oops.
They're sort of at the bottom underneath it. So that's, oh, that might be annoying, but, you know.
I ask for a clarification before we go any further.
Yes.
The two television, are they British or American?
I have taken steps to ensure that these are questions certainly answerable by people from both sides of the Atlantic.
And okay.
That'll do. Thank you.
There are certainly questions which you could argue are definitely related to British television, but you will that won't be a problem in this particular case. Okay?
I'm so fucking competitive, I'm actually nervous.
You should be.
Sweaty palms and everything, Boz.
So then, are you ready, Boz?
I am.
Because you've 45 seconds to answer as many questions on Arnold Schwarzenegger as you can. Up to 25, because that's all I've got. Start now. In which European country was he born?
Austria.
Correct. What was he pumping in the 1977 documentary film about himself?
Iron?
Yes, he was. He was pumping iron. I wasn't writing scores down. I'm doing it now. What was the name of the barbarian he played in 1982?
Conan.
Which smash hit movie gave him the line, "I'll be back"?
Terminator.
Terminator. What color went before Sonya in his 1985
red
movie? Which Danny was his co-star in Twins?
DeVito.
Yes. What type of recall was his
Total.
19? It was. In 1990, which Republican president made him chairman of the Council on Physical Fitness?
Pass.
It was George Bush. And your 45 seconds were up sometime during that last question, probably.
Okay.
I can't do all of this thing myself. I believe that was 7. Or 8.
Cool.
No, it was 7, because that was the last one was 8, and you didn't get that one. So it was 7.
Could have got away with a minute for the record.
Yeah.
I think a minute is probably good, yeah.
Should we go with a minute? Well,
yeah,
from now
give
on,
another 15 seconds. Come on.
Do you want another 15 seconds, Boz?
Go for it.
In which California city was the Terminator set?
No idea.
Which musical relative of Jane Mansfield did he play in the TV biopic?
I don't know.
What was Conan the Destroyer, the sequel to?
Conan the Barbarian.
Okay, that was your 15 seconds. Till
how
got
the
to
fuck
one.
Is that a question in anything?
Right?
Oh, dear. Okay. Right, so it turns out doing a timer and all of that is and keeping score is actually quite difficult.
That's and why you need music questions. That plays for a minute and goes at the end.
You're absolutely right. I need one.
Just a suggestion.
Yes.
To shit, a smartphone has a timer that makes a noise when it runs out of the time you tell it to run out of.
It should do, shouldn't
and
it?
And yours is a lot better than mine.
Hang on a minute. We have a stopwatch.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Countdown timer's better.
Timer, yeah.
There you go.
Okay, that's happening. When music what should it play? Perfect.
Hmm.
Okay. Rick, would you like the sci-fi TV questions?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Sci-fi TV, please.
Okay. Once again, I've not put the damn things... Okay, right. Well, your 45 seconds on sci-fi TV starts now. What position does Odo hold in Deep Space Nine?
The book says he's a constable. Constable Odo, head of security.
Yeah, security chief. What relation to Doctor Who was his original traveling companion, Susan?
Daughter.
Sorry?
Granddaughter.
Yes. Who is the female? Who is the female communications officer aboard the first USS Enterprise?
Uhura.
What exalted position was attained by Sheridan on Babylon 5?
A captain.
Which U.S. official boldly body? Oh, which U.S. official body do Agent Scully and Mulder belong to?
FBI.
Which series featured Moonbase Alpha?
99. Space 1999.
What race is Lieutenant Worf in Star Trek The Next Generation?
Khan.
He is. And just because I think I've screwed one of those up, I'll... Shut up, you. Hang on. It's just...
Professionalism personified.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you also scored 7 there. There you go. Okay, well done indeed. That was easier than doing the timer as well.
Mm.
And all of that. See, so they were fairly straightforward.
Yeah, okay. those were easy.
Okay, Jen, would you like music in film, or music on film, sorry, or children's television?
I'll do the music one.
Okay. It would have been bad for everyone else if you'd picked the children's television one, seriously. Okay, now these have the answers next to them, so these are easier for me to deal with as well. That's good. Okay, right then, your minute starts now. Which Hugh Grant Julia Roberts movie set in London featured the song "She"?
Nottingham. Notting Hill.
That's it. Which first song? Who first sang "Somewhere Over the Rainbow"?
Julie Garland.
Yes. Gene Autry was usually billed as singing what?
Country songs, I don't know.
Oh, nearly. It was Cowboy. Which Newman Redford movie features Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head?
Pass.
John Barry is linked with the music for which films about a celebrated secret agent?
James Bond.
Yes. Colors of the Wind was from which movie about a native North American heroine?
Pocahontas.
When You Wish Upon a Star was from a film about which puppet?
Pinocchio.
That's it. And you also got 7 questions.
Damn!
Or did you? No. Yes. The next question was going to be, which Mrs. was a character in the theme song in The Graduate?
Mrs. Robinson.
It was indeed. So at the end of that, that's our movie quiz. That's it. That's the end of it all. So I can tell you that Jen won a lot with 16 points, and Boz came second with 15 points, and Rick came in third place with 10 points. So well done, everybody. There are prizes, but they're secrets. And Jen, something just nice from Amazon will turn up. And Rick, just sort of watch yourself, mate.
If someone rings a doorbell and there's a plastic bag, don't stamp on it. Yeah. On fire. Yeah.
Not again. You've done the thing. Sorry.
Jen, you're going down next time. Just saying.
No.
This is war.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I've created a bloodlust now. I think that's what it is. Yeah. And this will only end in war. So thank you for playing, everybody. I enjoyed that a lot, and it was not as catastrophically awful as it could well have been. But I have taken some notes for the next time, and hopefully it will be a little smoother, especially now I've got a timer and I've learned how to switch it off. So, to our audience, thank you for listening. If you have any suggestions or opinions or whatever, feel free to email them to some sort of email address. I don't know if we have one yet. And some people are inevitably going to ask if they can submit questions. Please do so. That's absolutely fine. We've got a Facebook group called The Sinner's Lounge. That's a good place to do it. Go and join up there. There's a link to it on simplysyndicated.com where you find all of our other shows, and you'll be able to subscribe to simply everything to get all of our shows, including this one, completely free of advertising and other stuff. But unfortunately, I'm still on them. There's no filter for that yet. So well done, everybody. We'll join us again for another whatever we decide to call this. Until then, bye-bye, everybody.